This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending January 5th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week on Friday at 194.26, which was 70 cents higher than the previous Friday. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the weekly average of all types of sales, including that spot trade, the formula trade, the outfront trade, and also the export trade, was at 193.11, which was 67 cents higher. The total reported box beef volume was 5,731 loads, which was the second week in a row below 6,000 loads and the third time this year. The last 2 weeks have been the lowest volume that we have seen in over 5 years. The last few years, the Christmas and New Year's weeks have run between 6,000 and 7,000 loads each. The last 10 weeks, we have averaged 6,600 loads of boxed beef sales per week, and that compares to between 7,200 and 7,400 for the same 10 weeks during the last 3 years. As tough as it was in 2008, we averaged 7,100 loads per week that year for the same 10-week period. We have had a very slow fall for beef sales, even though we have cut the volume. Another big item is that the increase in weights have made up for the decrease in slaughter numbers. The formula trade was 3,106 loads for the week, which was 300 loads higher than last week, and it represents 54% of the total sales. The outfront sales were dismal once again at 731 loads, which were only 33 loads less than the previous week, but less than half of what we saw a couple of weeks ago. The export sales were dismal also, with only 423 loads, which were 59 loads less than last week, but a long way, lower than the 800 to 1,000 loads that we had seen the previous year. Final cut trade portion of the spot trade showed some improvement in the end cuts again, but lower prices for choice ribs once again. The outside primal cuts, the rounds and chucks, were $1 to $4 higher. The middle meats, which are ribs and loins, were mixed with choice ribs $3 lower, but select ribs $6 higher, and the loins were steady to $6 higher. Retailers continue to feature the less expensive end cuts for after Christmas specials. The cow runs have been very limited this past few weeks, which is normal, and have helped to firm up the cow cutout, which was up a little over a dollar. Now taking a look at the finished cattle trade, which was $1 higher and mostly 128 in almost all places, but instances up to 128.50 in Nebraska. The dress prices were $2 to $3 higher at 205. The average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle dropped 6 pounds and was 1,282 pounds, but that compares to 1,247 last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight fell also and was 7 pounds lower at 873 pounds, but that still compares to 849 pounds last year. The series of storms that have hit the Midwest in recent weeks have begun to show their influence on these weights. The choice select spread continues its seasonal drop and was around $12 last week. Slaughter steers and heifers from Texas graded 49.8% choice and prime, the Kansas cattle graded 64.4%, and Nebraska cattle graded 72.2% choice and prime in the latest numbers from the USDA. Packers have 217,000 head of cattle contracted to them for January and an additional 185,000 head for February. Both of those numbers are slightly less than last year. The feeder cattle trade was still in the holiday mode last week, with only a couple of sales starting up late in the week that had limited volume and not really as good a test as we'd like to see, but they called their market steady to $4 higher. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.